BBC Radio Cornwall.
We're going to talk now to Cyrus Danishvar, who is a consultant in Plymouth, University Hospital Plymouth, with an offer for people, particularly people who maybe smoked in the past or smoke now, to have their lungs checked out. It's one of those things which people might prefer to park to one side and worry about doing it. So we're going to talk to Cyrus about the importance of actually taking the offer up now. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So tell me who this is targeted at and who's eligible for one of these checks.
Yeah, so this targeted lung health check is a program that we're rolling out across Cornwall, starting in East Cornwall, for people aged over 55 but younger than 75 who have ever smoked. And they will be invited by letter to attend essentially a telephone style clinic where they'll be screened and then further information gathered and then possibly invited to a face-to-face meeting and a subsequent CT scan to assess their lungs.
In your mind, what is the importance of this in finding cases of lung cancer which otherwise may not be diagnosed?
Well, the problem that we have with lung cancer is it's one of the commonest lung cancers and one of the those associated with the poorest outcomes. And much of that's related to the lung cancer presenting quite late. So the cases we see in hospital, around two-thirds are diagnosed in a state where we can't offer curative treatment. What lung cancer screening does, or this lung health check program does, is identifies lung cancers at a much earlier stage where we can potentially offer treatment in the majority of those that we find. Not all, but the majority.
And you're saying that although maybe not the easiest condition to tackle, there is actually a much better success, much better outcome for people who present early?
Definitely. So around 75% of people will be identified with an early stage cancer, and that gives us the opportunity to work them up and offer them curative treatment. And so that's an amazing opportunity to try and shift the outcome of people with lung cancer in the UK.
What's the prevalence in the southwest communities? Obviously based in Plymouth, you're dealing with people from Cornwall and from Devon. How much of a problem do we have with lung cancer?
So in the UK, we see around 30,000 cases a year. In somewhere like Derriford, we see around 400 cases. In the Royal Cornwall Hospital, a slightly lower number than that. And in terms of cancer volumes of patients, it's a very high incident rate. And so it's hugely important that we identify these people. Often the people that we see in hospital have presented so late that we can't offer curative treatment, and part of that's because by the time you develop symptoms that tell you there may be something happening, it's often a sign of advanced disease.
A lot of people will wish to do the ostrich about this. It's a difficult subject. It's an experience which will cause them stress and concern. They may tend to just put it on the back burner and think, not right now. What would you say to people who are feeling, oh, I just don't want to go there?
I completely understand. You know, it's one of those things. And actually, the kind of people that get sort of lung cancer, the population, it's a very difficult population to target. But I would strongly encourage it as an amazing opportunity to get a free screening assessment, which could potentially save their life. And also for the majority of people who we don't find a cancer in, there are lots of other sort of interventions that can be offered to help with things like tobacco addiction and smoking cessation, identifying other lung conditions that may actually be causing them symptoms which they haven't gone to see their GP about. So I think it's a really important opportunity to address lung health, but with this definite benefit in diagnosing earlier cancers and potentially offering curative treatment for it. So it's a brave step, but it's a really important one, I think.
I think another possible concern amongst people is that they're going to get told off, they're going to be lectured, they're going to be judged because they have been doing something which is against, you know, the best advice, sometimes for many, many years. What would you say about the kind of welcome that people will get if they do engage with this?
We definitely don't judge any patient that we see, actually. We like to give them informed advice about what they, you know, lifestyle changes that can be done to improve their health overall. So definitely it's not a judgmental environment in any way. And actually we see it as a very important population to fully engage with, and we wouldn't want in any way to sort of, you know, pass judgment and discourage their engagement.
Scare people away.
Yeah,
and so let's talk, Cyrus, if we can, about the nuts and bolts. In what form are you likely to hear that you're eligible? How will it all work?
So a letter. So what the way the program works is, it's an NHS program. It's sort of it's facilitated by the Cancer Alliances, and in our region it's the Peninsula Cancer Alliance. We essentially have a way of looking through GP records to identify ever smokers. And there is a community team run by in-house. That's a private company, but it's commissioned by us or funded by us, who will then issue a letter. That letter will then flag up an appointment time for, or a contact for the person who's been invited to screening to attend a telephone clinic. And at that point they get a screening. If they attend that, they'll get a questionnaire, something about their lung health, making sure they're eligible for the screening program. And then depending on what the subsequent findings are, we make a decision about whether they go on to have a CT scan or not. The CT scan itself is a mobile van that's run by in-house.
A little bit like a mammogram kind of clinic,
exactly.
Van, yeah.
Yeah, and the idea of that is to give us mobility to take it to the patients to make this as easy as possible for them. There are some infrastructural elements that limit it going anywhere, but we're trying to make it as easy as possible for people to come.
Lovely. And you're saying East Cornwall to start with and then spreading out through the rest of Cornwall?
Exactly. So we've identified some areas where this will be of maximum benefit, and East Cornwall followed by Three Harbours, and then rolling out to St Austell's, Watergate, Penwith and North Carrier East over the next 2 years. It's actually going to be a program that's going to be run out hopefully in full across the whole sort of region, but this is the first exciting phase of it, and I'd encourage everyone who gets invited to attend.
Is this unusual to the southwest, or is this happening in other parts of the country?
So it's definitely across the region. In fact, if you take the UK, it's divided up into regions, and each region from now is meant to have a rollout of this program. But that doesn't mean everyone within each region yet will necessarily be invited. So our region constitutes Devon and Cornwall. So this is at the moment Cornwall, but in due course this will be Devon as well. There's an equivalent program sort of around in Bristol that's starting in the Bristol region. So eventually this will be across the UK, we think, but at the moment this is focused in Cornwall.
Cyrus, thank you very much indeed. Maybe down the line we can talk again about what is discovered in the screening program. It'd be really interesting to hear how many cases detected and what the outcome is. Really good to speak to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your time. Thanks.
Nice to talk to you. Bye-bye.